Even more new stuff was on display last week at a conference called D, All Things Digital. Wall Street Journal tech writers Walt Mossberg and Kara Swisher ran that conference in California, and they're on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great.
Hi,
thanks very much. Good morning. Microsoft released its new Surface computer, described as a computer embedded in an acrylic tabletop. Can you explain what's going on here?
Two things are going on. One is this is a commercial product at first, which eventually they hope will be a consumer product. And it includes a camera, a computer, and a bunch of cameras buried under the table. But and it'll let you manipulate photos and compare prices on cell phones that you just simply put down on the tabletop. But
you mean the computer can see objects you throw down on the tabletop and think about them, in effect?
Right, and it can call up information about them and let you manipulate it. But I think the interesting thing, or one of the interesting things about it is, this is a hardware product made by Microsoft and sold by Microsoft with the hardware, software, and the online portion, which has been the traditional model Apple has followed, not Microsoft. And this is now the third product line like that that Microsoft has introduced.
Kara Swisher, it sounds very impressive that you could drop a cell phone on the table and it could think about it, but are people going to pay $5,000 for that experience?
I don't know. We showed another one a couple years ago from just a prototype from HP, this whole living room desktop kind of thing where you have it in the middle of your coffee table. I think someday everyone's going to have these things. I don't know if there's enough applications yet for them, but it certainly was. I mean, my nieces and nephews had a good time touching. There was water that you pretended to play with and you could paint. I just don't know if it's sort of, people are sort of more focused on the computer or the TV set, it seems like that. But it's pretty cool. It's definitely cool. And that Microsoft is doing it, as Walt said, a hardware product is sort of indicative of which way they're heading.
What about the latest generation of computers controlled by a pen?
Well, we did show one called LiveScribe, which was something where you wrote on this certain kind of paper with little micro dots on it. And then it would record digitally what you were doing and then could search it and then also find the place in the audio recording where it was.
Wait a minute, you're writing on paper. You mean the computer is the pen? That's all it is?
Exactly.
Right.
And then you load it into the pen. I load it into the computer.
How much memory can you fit in your pen?
Well, I don't know because they haven't finalized the product, but it will actually be quite a lot, many, many hundreds of pages of notes. And like Kara said, the really key thing about this is you can go back to your notes, either on paper or on the screen of the computer after you have transferred them, and tap on any note you took, and the thing will play back exactly what the speaker, the college professor, let us say, has said at the moment you took that particular notation.
And then you could also create a calculator just by making calculation marks for using different tap words that they have. And Walt was joking that you could have just one college student go to every class and then pass the notes.
Pass them around. Now, let's be honest. When you look at these gizmos, they're very exciting to talk about. But what are the odds that any one of those actually becomes a major success or changes the way that we live?
Well, I think a lot of it's evolution. I don't know how Walt feels about that, but it's the evolution where things are going all digital, which is the name of our conference. I think there is a point where we're going to have everything to be digitized in our home and we touch different refrigerators or coffee tables. So they're all sort of little baby steps toward that. I mean, Bill Gates talked again about the tablet PC, which has sort of been his major thing that he's wanted to have happen over the years. It hasn't caught on. But, you know, eventually all these things will be digital in the home.
Walt Mossberg?
I think Kara's exactly right. I mean, Steve Jobs in his session at our conference talked about how Apple TV, which was mentioned in your previous story, which will now have YouTube, is what he called a hobby rather than a full-blown business because it's just an idea that's getting off the ground. But one of the great things about digital technology is that people can try and fail, and then somebody else tries and fails in a certain area, and then eventually there's a breakthrough.
Walt Mossberg, thanks very much.
Welcome.
And Kara Swisher, thanks to you as well.
Thanks a lot.
They both write for the Wall Street Journal, and they were hosts of D, the All Things Digital Conference.